Meanwhile, new video footage has emerged from Bahrain showing Saudi-backed forces destroying mosques. Now, this comes as the suppression of anti-regime demonstrations continue across the country. Bahrain's main opposition party says over 30 holy sites, including 16 mosques, were razed in recent weeks. But the Saudi-backed regime defends the demolition of the structures, claiming they were built without licenses. Now, rights groups say regime forces have even raided hospitals and tortured doctors and patients in an effort to quell the protests. The demonstrators are demanding an end to the rule of the Al-Khalifa dynasty. Many journalists, bloggers, doctors, lawyers, and opposition activists have been arrested as part of a widespread crackdown on the popular uprising. Well, a member of the Bahrain Freedom Movement, Saeed al-Shahabi, tells us more about why Manama continues to destroy mosques and holy sites and what it gains from the aggression.
I think they have several objectives in mind. First of all, the continuation of the sectarian apartheid that has been started by the al-Khalifa family against the Shia of Bahrain. So by destroying and targeting their places of worship, they aim to subdue them and also to exterminate them gradually. The second thing is to induce fear into the hearts and minds of people and make them fear that they have been defeated completely and that they have no chance of regaining their power, because their symbols of worship and their historic links with the land would have been completely destroyed and severed. Thirdly, of course, they want to change the demography of Bahrain, because their political naturalization process has completely failed. So all in all, the aim is to overcome the will of the people, to ensure that the Al-Khalifa family is never going to be challenged again by the natives of the country. Whether they can continue that or not, I don't know, because I know that there are some Americans and, of course, the human rights bodies who have expressed total outrage at what's going on in Bahrain and at the American silence on this genocide.
A leading Bahraini opposition activist has warned that the regime is seeking the death penalty against a group of protesters on a military trial in the Sheikhdom. Now, the seven protesters are accused of killing two security forces during the regime's crackdown on the popular uprising. Former Bahraini MP Manta Marta says the defendant's lawyers were not given enough time to study the case. A verdict is expected on Thursday. Bahrain's military prosecutor has demanded death sentences for the group. Now, security forces have arrested hundreds of people since the beginning of the anti-regime protests in February. A number of them have died in custody.